I never planned to become an actress. My parents weren't actors, but they loved theatre and often took me to different performances. You might think that's what sparked my interest or that I was inspired by a famous production, but it was actually my school play that changed everything. The moment I stepped on stage, I knew I wanted to do this forever. For me, nothing compares to the connection with the audience. Each performance is unique, shaped by the energy in the room. Some might say the hardest part is memorizing scripts or that the biggest motivation is receiving good reviews. But what truly excites me is that shared experience with the audience. That's not to say it's always easy. The long rehearsals, the late nights, it can be tiring. Something the hardest part is staying physically fit or learning lines under pressure, but the real challenge is the packed schedule. When I first stepped into professional theatre, I expected everything to be about individual talents. What I didn't realise was how much collaboration it involved. A show isn't just about the actors. It's about working together with the crew, the director, and other performers. While some believe the biggest challenge is landing that first role or standing out in a competitive industry, for me, the real challenge was how much teamwork it requires. Oh, you know what? And feeling nervous before a show? Oh, it still happens. Before a performance, I always feel a bit nervous. I mean, it would be nice if it disappeared completely, and I know some people worry that feeling afraid on stage get worse over time, but once I say my first line, I forget everything else. Before taking on a new role, I spend a lot of time researching the character's background, who they are, what drives them. It helps me step into their world. While some actors prefer to practice in front of a mirror or study different versions of the play, I find that really understanding the character makes the biggest difference. Each director I've worked with has had their own ways of doing things, and adjusting to different styles has made me a better actress. Some find it frustrating because expectations change from one production to another, while others think it makes acting easier since directors guide them step by step. For me, it's about improvement and learning. Looking ahead, I'd love to direct my own play one day. Some might think I'd want to change to film or focus on training young actors, but my real dream is to create a performance from behind the scenes. Now, listen again. I never planned to become an actress. My parents weren't actors, but they loved theatre and often took me to different performances. You might think that's what sparked my interest or that I was inspired by a famous production, but it was actually my school play that changed everything. The moment I stepped on stage, I knew I wanted to do this forever. For me, nothing compares to the connection with the audience. Each performance is unique, shaped by the energy in the room. Some might say the hardest part is memorizing scripts or that the biggest motivation is receiving good reviews. But what truly excites me is that shared experience with the audience. That's not to say it's always easy. The long rehearsals, the late nights, it can be tiring. Something the hardest part is staying physically fit or learning lines under pressure, but the real challenge is the packed schedule. When I first stepped into professional theatre, I expected everything to be about individual talents. What I didn't realise was how much collaboration it involved. A show isn't just about the actors. It's about working together with the crew, the director, and other performers. Well, some believe the biggest challenge is landing that first role or standing out in a competitive industry. For me, the real challenge was how much teamwork it requires. Oh, you know what? And feeling nervous before a show? Oh, it still happens. Before a performance, I always feel a bit nervous. I mean, it would be nice if it disappeared completely. And I know some people worry that feeling afraid on stage get worse over time. But once I say my first line, I forget everything else. Before taking on a new role, I spent a lot of time researching the character's background, who they are, what drives them. It helps me step into their world. While some actors prefer to practice in front of a mirror or study different versions of the play, I find that really understanding the character makes the biggest difference. Each director I've worked with has had their own ways of doing things, and adjusting to different style has made me a better actress. Some find it frustrating because expectations change from one production to another, while others think it makes acting easier since directors guide them step by step. For me, it's about improvement and learning. Looking ahead, I'd love to direct my own play one day. Some might think I'd want to change to film or focus on training young actors, but my real dream is to create a performance from behind the scenes. That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three. You will listen to five speakers sharing their thoughts on financial awareness among teenagers. For questions 16 to 20, choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are two extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I believe financial awareness is important for teenagers because it helps them understand money and saving. When they learn these skills early, they can make smarter choices about spending and saving. This will help them have a better financial future.
Speaker 2.
In my opinion, many teenagers lack financial knowledge, which leads to impulsive spending and future money problems. Without understanding how to manage money, they may struggle with debt or not save enough. It's important for teenagers to learn about finances to make better decisions in life.
Speaker 3.
For me, teenagers should learn how to budget and manage money because it helps them prepare for adult life. Understanding how to save, plan, and spend wisely will make them more responsible and ready for the financial challenges they will face as adults.
Speaker 4.
Schools should teach teenagers how to be smart shoppers by comparing prices, finding discounts, and avoiding impulse purchases. Learning to budget, save, and distinguish between needs and wants will help them make wise financial decisions.
Speaker 5.
Doing part-time work helps teenagers manage expenses, reduce financial burdens, and prevent debt. Earning extra income also allows them to save, pay for necessities, and avoid borrowing. With smart budgeting and hard work, they can achieve financial stability.
Now, listen again.
I believe financial awareness is important for teenagers because it helps them understand money and saving. When they learn these skills early, they can make smarter choices about spending and saving. This will help them have a better financial future.
Speaker 2.
In my opinion, many teenagers lack financial knowledge, which leads to impulsive spending and future money problems. Without understanding how to manage money, they may struggle with debt or not save enough. It's important for teenagers to learn about finances to make better decisions in life.
Speaker 3.
For me, teenagers should learn how to budget and manage money because it helps them prepare for adult life. Understanding how to save, plan, and spend wisely will make them more responsible and ready for the financial challenges they will face as adults.
Speaker 4.
Schools should teach teenagers how to be smart shoppers by comparing prices, finding discounts, and avoiding impulse purchases. Learning to budget, save, and distinguish between needs and wants will help them make wise financial decisions.
Speaker 5.
Doing part-time work helps teenagers manage expenses, reduce financial burdens, and prevent debt. Earning extra income also allows them to save, pay for necessities, and avoid borrowing. With smart budgeting and hard work, they can achieve financial stability.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4. You will hear an interview about urban playgrounds and how parkour has become a popular movement sport in cities. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will listen to the interview twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.